Welcome to the On Deck Podcast presented by Linestar. Your best MLB player props for today that are available on Underdog Fantasy and Prize Picks. Alongside my co-host, Tyler Wieman, I am Shannon Somerville. Tyler, yesterday we were big winners on the show, so today is a money gun day. Can't wait. Where's my protective eyewear? There it is. Got to put the shades on. There we go. Now I mean business, and let's rock the muddy gun. There we go. There we go.
Let's go. Right. Love it.
We are ready for the show. So every day on the show, if Tyler and I get our props correct, not only do we have a money gun celebration, but we give one randomly selected commenter $50. So today we are going to announce the winner. And the winner is, drum roll, Mac Millie So Anti 4357. That's an awesome name there. So congrats, Mac. You just won $50. If you'd like to be a winner like Mac, all you need to do is make sure you like this video, you're subscribed to our channel, and you comment below, and you could win $50 if you hit both of our props today. Also, since it's Friday, and it's Flex Friday, or Full Send Friday, as I sometimes like to call it, we are giving out $100 if we hit all four of the props that we're giving out on the show today, because we give you guys a little bit of extra props today. We know you guys are trying to fill out those Flex Friday tickets on Prize Picks, so we got a lot of great props for you, Tyler. And Tyler, one of my props for today, I found a stat that this player just absolutely dominates at the ballpark he's at today. I was shocked when I saw some of his numbers there, so I'm excited to get into that. And my home run call for today, he's hit four home runs the last three games. So that's a little tease there for where I'm headed today. You probably guess, but we'll get there. Right now, let's start things off with our prop bets. You can find them on Prize Picks and Underdog Fantasy. If you don't already have those apps, make sure to download them. Use that promo code LINESTAR for up to $100 of your deposit matched. Tyler, where are we headed on Full Send Friday?
Oh boy, Full Send. You're in a good mood today. All right,
sure
let's
am.
Keep it going here. I am going to go with Lance Lynn higher than 7.5 Ks. It's minus 145 in sports books. Look, full transparency. Lynn has only been over this in 12% of games this season. This line is essentially a ceiling game for Lynn, and I think that could happen today. Colorado striking out 28% versus right-handed pitching. All of that being said, I do think that 7.5 is the highest this line goes, and I think there is a chance throughout the day it drops down to 7. If so, make sure to hit it. But if this line goes away, I also like his outs. So, you know, if you can't go strikeouts, you can go over, you know, up to probably 18.5 outs I like on Prize Picks or Underdog if they ever put that up there. But Lance Lynn, yeah, higher than 7.5. Let's go.
Colorado striking out a ton. Although Colorado somehow yesterday, I was shocked when we picked Dodgers for our home run calls yesterday, and I'm sitting there watching the scoreboard like, what is going on? Our man Ty Locke was like lights out. He had prior to that was giving up like an opponent average over 300. I was like, why aren't the Dodgers hitting? It was actually kind of funny watching the scoreboard. I think the final score is 2-1 in that game. Baseball's so weird sometimes, but I like your prop here with Lance Lynn. For my prop bet, I am going to Cardinals third baseman Nolan Arenado higher than 1.5 bases at minus 134. He's gone over 55% of the time this season. While he's only gone over 4 of the last 10, this is a guy who's been crushing it. 360 average over the last week with 2 home runs. And at the top of the show, I alluded to a player who absolutely dominates at the stadium that he's playing at today, and that is Nolan Arenado. He's got a 395 average at Kauffman Stadium. In 10 games there, he has 6 home runs. In a great spot today, going up against Kansas City's Dylan Coleman, who has a 10.05 ERA. This will be kind of a bullpen game for the Kansas City Royals, which bodes well for the Cardinals, because the Kansas City Royals bullpen has the second worst ERA in all of baseball. Cardinals are in a great spot today, and I love Nolan Arenado's numbers at Kauffman Stadium, so we're going to go higher than 1.5 bases here. This is a high game total on the slate for today, too. I believe it's 11.5. I like that game. What are we thinking for daily fantasy there, Tyler?
It's real high. It's definitely going to get some, some ownership going that way. Specifically, more people are going to the Royal side because of good old Adam Wainwright.
All right, there you go. All right, Bonus prop time. Where are you headed?
All right. My bonus prop. I am going with Corbin Burns lower than 7Ks. He's been under in 58% of starts. He has been pitching insanely well lately, 31% strikeout over his last five. But over that last five, he has still been under in 3 of 5. He's facing the White Sox. They're only striking out 22% versus right-handed pitchers. I don't see him going over 7 today.
All right. For my last prop, I'm going to Cody Bellinger for the Cubs. He's been absolutely on fire. We're going to go higher than 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs. That's minus 130 in the sports books. Bellinger's gone over this number 9 of the last 10 games. He's been on an absolute tear and has, in fact, gone over 66% of the time this season, batting .500 over the last week. Today, going up against Toronto's Jose Berríos, who is a right-handed pitcher who does worse against left-handed bats like Bellinger, gives up a 765 OPS to them. Chicago Cubs, number one in runs, RBI, and team average since the All-Star break. How about the Cubbies as a storyline? And Bellinger himself. I mean, last season with the Dodgers, he was struggling mightily and then made a lot of adjustments to basically everything in his life, his sleep schedule. He got a personal trainer, a chef, added 15 pounds of muscle, and he's been tearing it up this season. And he's going to get paid this offseason.
He's definitely getting paid, and he needs to stop terrorizing my Padres. He did it as a Dodger, and now he's doing it as a Cub, making this, you know, push to a wild card, making it harder for my Padres. He needs to stop.
Yeah, the Cubs just a half game back from that wild card spot. I think the Padres 4.5 back from that spot. It's not looking good for your Padres or my Yankees, so I'm in the same boat as you. And I do think we should come up with some sort of ritual to burn our futures tickets or something. I don't know. But this needs to be a ceremony on the On Deck podcast. But all right. If you want to take go ahead.
The Padres do at least play Arizona right now, so we can gain on them as long as we beat them. And they've been struggling, so we better beat up on them.
They have been pretty awful lately, those D-backs, man. Crazy where they started the season and now kind of where they are, but a lot can be said about teams like that. And the Yankees, who are not good this year, we'll just move on, okay? You can tail our bets on the Underdog Fantasy or Prize Picks app. Again, if you don't have those apps, download them. Use the promo code LINESTAR when you do, and you'll get up to $100 of your first deposit match. So just giving out some money there. And again, make sure to do us a huge favor. Like this video, subscribe to our channel, and comment below. A comment automatically enters you into our prop bets contest. Because today is Friday, we're upping the stakes a little bit. If we hit all four of our props, one randomly selected commenter will win $100. If we hit just two, then someone's still getting $50, and we'll still have our Money Gun celebration on Monday. Last Friday, Tyler did not bode well for me, but I've been kind of hot lately, so I'm feeling this Friday. I'm feeling good about my picks today. We're just going with really great hot hitters right now. I like their chances today, so let's roll with it. Now it's time for our home run calls of the day. Tyler, where are you headed for a bomb today?
I'm going to go with Los Angeles Dodgers, Max Muncy, plus 255 to hit a bomb. Look, Austin Gomber is allowing 1.7 home runs per 9, but that rate jumps even more versus lefties, where he's giving up a 316 ISO to left-handed bats. Muncy hits lefties very hard. He is only hitting 115 against them this season, but he is hitting a home run on 5% of his plate attempts. He is a boom or bust home run or nothing option versus lefties. And today versus Gomber and then a poor bullpen, I'm expecting a home run.
Oh yeah, for sure. He had a home run last night, if I'm not mistaken. That Colorado Rockies bullpen gives up a ton of bombs. So great spot there. I'm going to a cold weather creature in Polar Bear Pete Alonso for a home run at plus 330. Polar Bear Pete's had 4 home runs over the last 3 games, and he has 35 on the year. That ranks 3rd in Major League Baseball. 264 ISO against right-handed pitching, and today he'll be going up against Braves righty Charlie Martin, who's pretty good. He's decent at limiting the long ball, but I like Pete Alonso's chances, especially with some hitters' conditions at Citi Field today. 84 degrees, 9-mile-an-hour winds blowing out to right. Give me a polar bear bomb for today. Pete Alonso, let's do it. He's on fire when Pete Alonso is dialed in at the plate. He's a guy you got to take for some home run calls. Just got to do it.
Yeah. He's when he's hot, he just keeps hitting them out. So why not follow it?
I mean, although Matt Olson right now, whew, that's a hard one to not take a home run call on because, man, is he been...
I almost went with him.
I mean,
had I not taken him a couple shows ago, I would have been there once again today.
Yeah, absolutely. Now tied with Shohei Ohtani for the lead in home runs this season. Also, Shohei's in a good spot today, too. I'm curious to see that matchup going up against Justin Verlander today. So he could have a, he could retake the lead. We got a great weekend of baseball ahead of us. Remember to check out the LineStar app for all of the information and stats you need to dominate in daily fantasy and in the prop betting market. All the stats we're coming up with here on the show and our prop picks, we use the Props AI tool to help us out. So make sure to check that out at linestarapp.com. That's going to do it for us today. Good luck in all of your prop betting endeavors. Have a great weekend. We will see you guys on Monday. Have a good one.
Have a good one, guys. Bye.